I told you some time ago, a man that I read about, a man of God wrote a book and put that testimony in his book. He's a teacher in America called Charles Capps. I'm sure he's late now, he's an old man. He wrote that testimony in one of his books. Somebody came to his meetings. He didn't have a church, he was just preaching around. And someone came to his meetings and said to him, he was a farmer, every time he plants, everything will grow well and you will see fruits abounding. But just before the time of harvest, animals will come from the bush and clear his farm. He said he had been noticing that. So this man asked him, do you remember to give God the tenth of your earnings from that farm? The man said, yes. And brought out the proof of all his payments. Charles Capp told him, that is a covenant you are holding in your hand. When you obey God with your tenth, the devourer is rebuked for your sake. They are not allowed to destroy and devour the fruit of your ground. So take this receipt and go to your farm and use it to pray. Trigger that covenant. The man went there and said, into the atmosphere, the space on this farm is covered by the tithing of this land, and decreed that the devourer should no longer move near his farm. In that same book, he met the man sometime later. The point is that after that action, nothing was destroyed in his farm anymore. That was a hidden covenant triggered. That was consciously laying hold of the things that are due to you. How come people talk about the bad things being paid back? So you hear about karma. When you do evil, you are paid back with evil and it's karma. But what of when you did good? Why do you think you don't have the right to enjoy the covenants of doing good? Why? This is what I want to open your heart up to today. For every good you have done to anyone in the time of their trouble, in your own trouble, helps will come to you. Amen. Only three people are saying amen to that. If you have done good, confidently let your amen be very loud. Anyone doing evil, evil shall follow them. What of me who is doing good? What should follow me? Good. When we read the scriptures, I don't know why we just give so much attention to the evil part. He has said that he will visit iniquity to the fourth generation. But in the same space, he also said to you that he will show mercy to those who do good to a thousand generations. He said, for those who do evil, I will visit them to the fourth generation. Number four. He said, but those who do good, I will show them good, not to the fourth generation, but to a thousand generations. So God wants you to give attention more to the good you do. So you can activate the covenants of every good deed you have done. Job said, I cause the widow's heart to rejoice. That's the covenant I can trigger. I was a helper to the fatherless. That is a covenant I can trigger. Whatever revelation that keeps you consistently and constantly in the realms of guilt and condemnation is not of God. Romans chapter 8 verses 1 and 2 makes that clear. Whatever revelation that keeps you consistently, constantly in the realms of guilt and condemnation is not of God. And if you are one who always constantly sees what to condemn in other people, you are not operating by the Spirit of God. No condemnation. So a prophet came to raise prayer against Israel and raised an altar and was telling God why Israel should be punished. You know what God said? I have not found iniquity in Jacob. It's you who found it. Me, I have not found it. Given to a human being, they will find 1,000 faults in your life. They have no fault. And by their reasoning, by those faults, you should not be blessed. But God will tell them, you didn't know when this man was doing this. You didn't know when this woman was doing this, helping people. What you count against them does not count before me. Raise your hand to heaven. Accusations go day and night before God from the devil. I decree today, whatever is counted against you before the Lord will not count before God. Amen. Say another amen to that. Amen. You can activate hidden covenants. So Job told us, I'm calling God to remembrance. That when the widow was helpless, I helped that widow. When the fatherless was helpless, I helped that fatherless. When people are about to die, I caused joy in their hearts, in their family. For all this that I've done, loose me from this bondage. Job got loosed. Job got loose so much that what he had in return was double of what he lost at all. Raise your hand to heaven, everybody. Everything you had lost in the journey of your life, I command such return to you. Double fold in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say another amen to that too. Amen. I say whatever you have lost in the journey, in your journey on this earth, I decree a double fold restoration. Let me pray one more time. Anything you had lost in your journey on the earth so far, I decree a double restoration in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. I remember when I just ended my NYSC. I was starting my NYSC. I served in Imo State, the old Imo State. And it was time to go home for holiday. But before we entered the camp at all, I told the Lord, the first money I will earn from here in my life, that's the first earning of my life. I just thank the Lord that he caused me to understand scriptures early in life. Whatever first thing I will earn from here, I will not spend a couple of it. Our allowance that time was 200 naira. Not 1,000, 200 naira. In fact, it was our set when they increased it from 150 naira to 200 naira. That's all you had. So I took it, I kept it. It's not unlike now when we have telephone, we can call home, they don't even know where you are. Isn't it by a post that may arrive there 3 years later? So I kept it somewhere. It was time to go home for Christmas break. I went straight to my dad and I gave it to him. I said, I'd never worked in my life. This is the first work I will do. They will give me money. I said, I'm giving it to you so you could bless me. The first thing he asked is, who taught you? I said, I don't know. God, just something just told me. And that something is God. He prayed. Now, listen. That is the covenant of the venison. Isaac was about to die and wanted to transfer some blessings. So he called his son, the one he loved, Esau, make me venison, the kind that my heart loves, so that my soul will bless you. While he was rushing around to get that, by default, Jacob came into the picture. And the man began to bless Jacob after he got the blessing, about brought the venison, and poured the blessings of the heaven and the earth upon Jacob. That's why, till today, Jacob is undefeatable. No matter how much war against Jacob. Why? The father said, give me something that is special that I like. I will pour my soul to bless you. That is enough for Jacob to activate. Remember, Jacob didn't go to bed after that time. My father has blessed me. No, he went to servitude. He went to slavery to serve. But anything he did must prosper, either in slavery or as a free man, until he walked in the fullness of the blessing of his father that was poured out. He constantly activated that covenant. From that point, I knew that when I did that to my father and the several other things I did to give him venison, I know that I have activated a particular covenant that no power can destroy. You find in Ephesians where he says you should honor your father and your mother. It's not just honoring them on Facebook. It's honoring them in action, in delivering to them the venisons that they ask for, the things that make them happy. He says, when you do that, it shall be well with you. One, and your days will be long. Number two, he says, that's the first covenant with a promise. It will be well with you. Your days shall be long. Now, so 1 million witches can't stop scriptures from coming to pass. So the moment I had done that, you can only do that once in your lifetime. Give him your first. It shall be well with me, and my days shall be long. How long? As long until I'm satisfied. Because with long life will it satisfy you and show you his salvation. So this can make me talk so boldly every time, having established myself in that covenant, that it shall be well with me and my days shall be long. That is a hidden covenant activated. That's a hidden covenant activated. He didn't say, it shall be well with you if witches are not angry with you. Your days will be long if people love you equally. No, he didn't say that. Every other condition becomes irrelevant as long as you have done what the covenant says, what the covenant promises will happen for you. As long as you do what the covenant commands, then whatever the covenant promises will be yours. Help me announce your neighbor, as long as you obey what the covenant demands, automatically, whatever the covenant promises shall be yours. I have obeyed what the covenant demands for it to be well with me. I have obeyed what the covenant demands for my days to be long on the earth. Having played my role in that covenant, God will play his own role in that covenant. Can you say amen to that? All of you who have taken care of other people's children, none of your children will suffer. Yeah. That's the covenant. It's a hidden covenant. Every Every one of you who has hosted somebody that had nowhere to stay, the covenant demands that you and your children to a thousand generations must never be homeless. That is the covenant. You who had given the right of way to somebody who was weaker than you, when you get to a place when you have no power, you have no strength, somebody will arise to support you. That is the covenant. It's a hidden covenant. If at any point in your life you have helped somebody alleviate their sufferings, you will go through this life never helpless again forever. That is a covenant. It's a hidden covenant. Job taught us that. He told us that's a secret that God gave to him. When the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, I learned this secret from God. That's what Job is saying. And we don't have to wait to suffer as much as he suffered to enjoy the blessings of the covenant. One time I called people forward in church. I said, how many of you had parents who had helped missionaries, who had helped men of God before come out? You know, there's a hidden covenant there. Because Obed-Edom just hosted the ark of God for 3 months. The Bible says his house was so blessed that it was pronounced. Just 3 months. Hosting the ark of God. So everybody hosting a home fellowship, or anybody who had ever hosted a servant of God, a missionary, a preacher of the gospel in their home at one time or the other, that home had fulfilled a covenant obligation, then the covenant blessings must rain upon you. It must. That's how God has ordained it. That's how this earth works. That's how the universe operates. Operating on covenants. Someone said, what of me who is helping people and they are just cheating me in return? Well, listen, the person or the people you help may not be the people that will return the blessings to you. They represent the channel of which you bless people. They may not be the channel of your return blessing. You may help somebody in Nigeria and get blessed in the UK. You may help somebody in the UK and get blessed in Canada. Wherever you are, if you somewhere in your past you help people, don't look at the people you help to return the favor. If they return the favor, it's to their own advantage. If they don't, it's their loss. But the God on behalf of whom and the covenant upon which you stand to do these things, don't slip and don't fail. If you have helped somebody to wipe their tears, you will not cry again. Yeah. See another amen to that? Yeah. If you ever help someone in their time of sorrow to wipe away their tears, you will never cry again. Yeah. It is a covenant. It's a hidden covenant. It's a covenant, but a hidden covenant. May God remember all your sacrifices. May he remember all your offerings. May he remember all the helps you have rendered to other people. And bring help into your life today. In the name of Jesus. I'll read from Psalm 92 from verse 1. A psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Let's take verse 2 together. Everybody, 1, 2, go. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Verse 3. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. Verse 4. Let us take verse 4 again loud and clear. 1, 2, go. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works. God will make you glad from henceforth. Oh Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Verse 6. A brutish man knoweth not, neither do but a fool understand this. His ways are so high to understand. When the wicked spring as grass, as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, O Lord, art most high forevermore. Verse 9, for lo, thy enemies, O Lord, for lo, thy enemies shall perish, all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. See a loud amen to that. Verse 10, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Say fresh oil. 11, my eye also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my eyes shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. Say amen to that. Verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like cedar in Lebanon. Say amen. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. 14, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourish. In verse 15, to show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, there is no unrighteousness. Shout amen. Shall we rise to our feet? Activating hidden covenant. I have not told you many that you have gone through yourself that I'm not aware of. I've only triggered your understanding to the fact that just like evil never goes unrewarded, good deeds also never goes unrewarded. Just like evil never goes unrewarded, in the same vein, every good must be rewarded. You have helped and sponsored your friends into positions and they forgot you. Don't worry. They are the ones who forgot. God doesn't forget. Don't worry. We will trigger the covenant today. Those hidden covenants that you have fulfilled their conditions, they must begin to answer with results in your life. It doesn't matter if even if those people that you have helped in the past talk ill of you outside now. It's one thing for them not to reward you at all. It's something else for them to reward you evil for your good. Don't mind. Let God take handle that aspect. But for every good you have done, you must enjoy good on the earth. It's not after you have gone. You will start enjoying all your good works. Lift your hands to heaven and bless the God of the covenants. He is a covenant keeping God. He's a covenant keeping God. He's a covenant keeping God. He's a covenant keeping God. Our God is a covenant keeping God. Every hidden covenant must be activated. Every hidden covenant, the conditions of which I have fulfilled, the covenant of let it be well with me, the covenant of long life, the covenant of helping the widows and the widowers, the covenant of respect and honor to elders, the covenant of help to the helpless, the covenant of raising up the people who are weak, the covenant of doing good. Let all the covenants that I have activated begin to produce results in my life. Mekete proliga zaliha shepota glarida. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I would like you to pray for someone quickly now. If you are watching and you have somebody around you that you are watching together, pray this prayer together. If you are watching alone, no problem. But if you are in the sanctuary, just hold someone by their hands this morning. There is what the Bible calls the book of remembrance. is a record of all the good deeds. You see, one thing that the enemy makes us suffer from is he keeps reminding you of all the bad things. But all the bad deeds also are recorded. However, when the blood of Jesus comes over the entire page, it wipes away everything you have done wrong, leaving only the things that you have done. That's how it works. The blood of Jesus, the everlasting blood of the covenant, comes over the book of records. Ooh, like a wave. And all handwriting of ordinance which are against us, which are contrary to us, out of the way and nailed to his cross. The book of records contains all your good works and all your bad works. But when you get saved, the blood of Jesus comes, washes over the entire book of records. And all handwriting, all ordinances that are against us, which are contrary to us, he washes and nails to his cross. Hold your neighbor. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, every handwriting, every ordinance written against you, which is contrary to you, the blood of Jesus, wipe them away right now. Go ahead and pray for your neighbor, pray for yourself. Wipe away. In the book of records before the Lord, it shall no longer exist. It shall no longer exist in the book of the Lord. Reda celebo ya braliga. The blood of Jesus, wipe it away. Every accusation, wipe it away. Every error, wipe it away. Every iniquity, wipe it away. Every transgression, wipe it away. Make it a rose. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let your harvest never be wasted. Let favor locate you. In the name of the Lord, you will not cry this week. In Jesus' mighty name, wave your hand and shout a bigger amen.